Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I'll invite you to stand, read the Word of God, and we'll read a few verses here and give you what the Lord's put on our heart for this evening. And we're doing a study on this through our Wednesday night meetings. And so some of you from Mountaintop, amen, this may be old news to you, but it ain't, amen, it ain't ever old, is it, amen? It's always good. Look at your Bible in verse number 1, Nehemiah chapter number 3. The Bible says, then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they builded the sheep gate, and they sanctified it, and set up the doors of it, even under the tower of Mia. They sanctified it under the tower of Hananiel. Next unto him builded the men of Jericho. Next unto them builded Zakur, the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hasani build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Cuz. And next unto them repaired Meshulam, the son of Bershiah, the son of Meshezabel. And next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their Lord. Notice verse 6. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Paseah, and Meshulam, the son of Besodah. They laid the beams thereof, set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. Let's pray tonight. Ask God to help us. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the preaching that we've already heard. Thank you for Brother Danley. Man, Lord, I appreciate men that love you and love your word and not ashamed to preach it. And I pray you just continue to bless him and help him. Lord, I pray you touch us tonight. God, as you put this message on our heart, we sure want to be a blessing. Lord, unto these folk, Lord, they're so wonderful. And God, I just pray, I just want to be a help to them. God, and I pray you'd help me. I pray you'd touch me now, Lord. Just cloak me, Lord, in my calling. God, I pray you'd anoint me from on high. And God, touch this old feeble vessel tonight and help us, God, just to be that, Lord, that you flow through tonight. God, that, Lord, your people get help. Some sinner here tonight be saved before it's too late. And God, thank you for this time. We love you now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. And I appreciate you standing. I apologize for chewing on a piece of candy. I try to drink water. Amen. But it's been so dry, my tongue's sticking to the roof of my mouth. And I hate it when somebody chews gum and sings. And I guess this is just, amen, you're just going to put up with me, all right? But I want to look tonight here in these verses, actually verse number 6 tonight, concerning the old gate. And the Lord put this thought on my heart this afternoon after church today about what to preach tonight. I want to preach on this thought, let's repair the old gate for the new year. And I appreciate what Brother Danley said in preaching, and amen, I appreciate how the Lord lines things up, amen, because I too feel like, amen, the greatest need, amen, for this world today, amen, is for the church to get right. I really do, amen, and I'm not fussing, not mad at nobody tonight, but you know, we live in a time of great compromise. I mean, it's all around us. I mean, we've substituted that which is correct for that which is convenient, and it's all around us, friend. I mean, it's very evident that when you look, amen, we come in here, amen, and man, it looks great tonight. Amen, you're clothed, and I think most of you in your right mind, amen, but you know what I'm saying tonight, friends, is that the majority, amen, I'm going to say much of the world and a lot of the people that will come and sit in the church house, amen, have traded that which is correct for that which is convenient. And I was, I read this quote many years ago, and I was studying this afternoon, Lord put it on my heart, but one writer puts it this way, amen, concerning, amen, this thing of compromise and convenient Christianity. This is the way he explains it. Amen. He explains it like desiring to buy $3 worth of God. He says, I want just enough, but not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sleep, but just enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough to make me love a black man or pick beets with a migrant. I want ecstasy and not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, but not a new birth. Listen to this. He says, I want a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. And boy, that's where we're living today. Amen. That's what people desire. Amen. I mean, listen, when God moves in, friends, it explodes your soul. Amen. Nobody wants that. Amen. Listen, friends, they want that convenient Christianity that they can go and do whatever they want to do when they want to do it. Amen. And come check back in the church house when they got time, friend. It's everything else. Amen. Listen, should take place when you've got time. The church and the things of God should be number one, friend. I believe that, amen. And when you study this old gate, friend, that's what we're going to see tonight. But let's look at just a few things here, and I'll be brief tonight. But again, this new year, I want to submit to you that we need to repair the old gate. Let's look at number one here tonight in this thought of repairing the old gate. Number one, we need to reinforce the standard. We need to reinforce that. It does. Hey, you know what? There were several of these gates that was totally destroyed, amen, when you study this text out, amen, and it's rightly so. But this gate, amen, it remained. Friend, this gate, when you studied out, you'll find that this gate was there from the beginning. It was the first gate. Studying out, I learned this, amen, that you can trace this gate, the old gate, around Jerusalem. Here we're talking about Nehemiah's time, all the way back to Melchizedek. Amen. You'll find, amen, that this was the original gate in which all the other gates, amen, were laid out by. Amen. And you remember Melchizedek was the king of Salem. Amen. That reminds me. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 7, amen, that we have a high priest. His name's the Lord Jesus Christ. After the order of Melchizedek. At least in friends, Melchizedek, friends, was patterned his priestly order after Jesus Christ. If you study your Bible, you'll find that. So I'll tell you something. This gate that we're talking about tonight has always been, honey. Amen. Nobody, listen, friends, I'm telling you, it's always been, and we need to reinforce it. We need to reinforce it. Amen. It's there, friend. It needs the church to take a hold of it, friend. Again, this gate, when you study it out, amen, I'm going to jump through a little of this, but this gate, amen, is the image of the Word of God. Amen. You got the sheep gate. Amen. Which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You got the fish gate. Amen. Which is, amen, evangelism and going out and saving. Amen. Getting souls. Amen. Listen, leading them to the Lord Jesus Christ so that they could be saved. Amen. You come here to the old gate. This gate's the standard. This gate is the standard. You know, this gate's the standard, amen, by which Jesus, amen, can be your shepherd. By the way, he can be your savior. Yeah, the sheep gate's mentioned first, amen, but it was set in order. It was set in order by the Word of God, amen. And this is the gate that we need to be in reinforcing. We need to do them all, but we really need this reinforced in this day and hour in which we live. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Amen. I want to say this to you tonight, friends. He's always been, okay? You see, it's from the beginning, this gate. But let me say number two. Again, this gate represents the Word of God. This gate represents the fundamental doctrine of the Word of God. And that's what we're talking about tonight when we say reinforcing the fundamental doctrines of the Word of God. Amen. You can read in Titus, and I'm going to calm down before I lose my voice, but Titus, amen, Paul says to Titus there in chapter 1, verse number 9, he says, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by, listen to it now, sound doctrine, both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. I've read that and studied it. Amen. And really what you need to take from that, amen, is what it is that it takes to change a person's mind. The Bible said, Paul said, at times sound doctrine will convince a gainsayer. There's people in my life, I wonder, amen, Dr. Barker, what's it going to take? Well, there it is. Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. You say, well, preacher, I don't know my Bible. I think we're confused when it comes to sound doctrine. I think we label sound doctrine as so many times, amen, of things in the Bible, really that we may know the titles to it, but we don't even know what we're talking about. Amen. We look at all these breakdowns in the Scripture, and all this stuff is good to know. The dispensations of the Scripture, you need to know that. Amen. Hey, listen, you need to know, amen, that you're a premillennial. Amen. But listen, my friends, you need to know that. But that doesn't convince the gainsayers. Sound doctrine, friend, is simply, amen, I think it's this way. You can, amen, correct me if I'm wrong. Amen. But what's going to change a person's mind? Those, amen, that need help from heaven, amen, is understanding that they can be forgiven. And that they see it in you. That's sound doctrine. The forgiveness that Christ offers, that ministry of reconciliation that the Apostle Paul said he hath given to us in the church, that ministry, meaning this, amen, listen, he came to us when we were against him, and he's given us that same ministry. That's sound doctrine. That's sound doctrine. We don't like it, but it's sound doctrine. Amen, that we're such a people that somebody crosses us, we're done with. I got some of that too. Amen, we've all got some of that. You're open to the body of flesh, but you've been given the ministry of reconciliation that, listen, through the doctrine. Aren't you glad Christ didn't quit on you when you failed him? Aren't you glad he didn't write you off, amen, when you walked that next step? Amen. I'm glad he's a God of grace. Amen. He's God of love. Hey, but listen, he's a God of truth as well. And the reason the world is pushing back against the church, I really believe today, is because they're not seeing sound doctrine out of the church, out of the people of the church. Amen. You see, it's fundamental doctrine. We need to reinforce that standard. Amen. I mean, forgiveness. Faithfulness. You know, faithfulness will tear, I'm just an old country term here, but it'll tear a lost person's clutch out. The faithfulness that you possess before the and for your Lord, for your church, for your spouse, hello, faithfulness. Amen. When you possess that, friend, amen, that gets the attention of the world. There was a fella one time told me about how he got saved. And he said his brother, amen, was gotten saved. He and his precious bride. He says, I just lived across the road from him. And he said, I'd watch him. He said, every Sunday morning, he said, the car was backing out the road in time for them to get to Sunday school on time. I said, on time, by the way. Amen. I didn't leave 5 minutes till 10, got a 20-minute drive. Faithfulness, friend. He saw him leave on time. He said, well, he said, that didn't bother me too much. He said, but to come back home, he said, I'd be looking out my window. He said, amen, just enough time for them to get back to church by church time Sunday evening. The car come out the driveway. He said that got me. He said that woke me up. And he says, I'm thinking, well, bless God, it's all right to be saved, but you have to be a fanatic about it. And he said, on Wednesday night, he said, here they go. In time to get to church. Here they go again. He said, you know, I sat and watched that. He said, convicted daylights out of me. Convicted daylights out of me. God was dealing his heart simply, amen, by those that believed in being faithful to the house of God, friend. It ain't just for you. Amen. It's for everybody around us, friend. Amen. faithfulness to your church, your marriage, your children, your job. You see, the old gate, I'm studying this out. I need to move. But the old gate, amen, you study it out, you'll find the old gate's also called the corner gate. You'll see it mentioned in the scripture several other times, amen, as the corner gate. It was located in the northwest corner of the city. And get this, that corner of the city is called the new corner, according to Jewish history. Amen. So how about this tonight? New life begins by going through the old gate. Let me say it again. New life begins by going through the old gate. I don't need anything new. I don't need a new Bible. I don't need, some hip-hop mess in my music. Hey, new life begins by going back the old path. Amen. It begins, friend, and just, consecrating yourself before God and trusting what He has for you. Hey, I've been around that crowd that wants to start out new. You know what? They wind up old. I've tried to pastor that crowd. You don't throw the rocks at me. I'm right now, amen. But listen, I've been around that crowd. Everyone else say new. Amen. It gets old real quick. I found out, friend, if you go through the old gate, honey, it stays new. It stays fresh. It stays good. Amen. You got a desire for it, amen. You need to reinforce the standard. Number two, we need to revitalize our performance. We need to revitalize our performance. Look at your Bible. Verse number 6. Bible says, notice that first word there, verse 6. Moreover. See that? That's a big word. That's a big word. That's huge in this text because it really explains some things. It says, moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Paseah, and Meshulam, the son of Besoda, they laid the beams thereof, set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. So the word there, revitalize our performance. Now when you reinforce the standard, something's going to happen. You got to do something with it. Amen? And when you begin working on it, There's something that's going to take place in your life, and we actually see it right here in the text, okay? And it's through that word, moreover. Look back at verse number 5. Look back at verse number 5. Next unto them, the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their Lord. You see that? So that means they wasn't doing nothing. Those nobles, amen, were standing there with their hands in their pockets while everybody else is doing the work. But then, you know, right beside them, amen, is this fellow by the name of Jehoiada, amen, and this other fellow by the name of Meshulam, amen, two guys working on the old gate. And you see the exchange from verse 5 to verse number 6 is broken apart by this word moreover. And it means beyond what has been said. Beyond what has been said. Verse 5, you'll find the only place in this text, in chapter number 3, that it records of folk not working. That's big. Hold on a minute. Moreover, beyond what has been said. Greater than what has just been said. Amen. Listen, that should get our attention, okay? Because if you'll notice right here in verse number 6, amen, listen, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, okay? Amen. Listen, these guys was doing the work. When two men, listen, are put forth to do a work, amen, they got to go at. Okay, and then you've got this crowd that's over here, amen, that's got more chiefs than Indians, right? Amen, they got more leaders than they've got workers, amen? But then you've got these two boys right here, amen, that's just doing the work, okay? Is any of you, I know there's some people that run businesses in here, and you got employees, I've been through this, and amen. You'll get those, amen, that just, well, let's be honest tonight. They just ain't hitting on much. They'll show up, amen, and you know, you You'll go on and they're better than nothing. Let's just put it that way. Right? Some days it ain't. Some days you'd be better off without them. Amen. But you get along fine. You go on and do your work. Amen. And but then you get a hold to that one that's just, that excels at what he does. I mean, listen, you just put a task out there, no questions asked, amen, and they just go to it. I like that kind. All right? See, here's what I'm trying to say to you tonight. Amen. These Tekoites may not look so bad had they been connected with somebody else. But here they are connected with these that's working on the old gate. Amen. And these that's, amen, I mean, they're submitted to the work. Friends, they're reinforcing the standard. Amen. They're in the fundamental doctrine of the word. Amen. They're making that other crowd look plumb silly. And so, amen, moreover. And here's the reason, all right? Here's the reason. You look at that name Jehoiada. Amen. Don't die on me. I'm going somewhere real quick and I'll be done. Look at that name Jehoiada real quick. My time's running out. I gotta hurry. The name Jehoiada means Yah knows. That's God. Amen. God is all knowing. That's what his name is. Hebrew names, listen, carried weight with them. Okay? And that's who these people were. It means this. It means Yah knows. God knows. And the other worker, Meshulam, amen, that means this. It means he was allied. Fully agreed to. You had one chief, amen. You had one person in charge, and the other one, amen, was allied. He was totally in agreement with what was going on. Hey, that's how the old gate works. Amen. He's Lord. He comes through that man right there in your church. Amen. And you know what, friend? Hey, listen, that truth is established. Hey, and things get done, friend. I'm telling you what, it gets done, and it makes everything else in this world look plumb silly. Let me say this. I know it's amen, amen. But here, I want to tell you. Give you one thing. One thing else. This Jehoiada, this guy right here in verse number 6. Amen. The Bible says he is the son of Poseah. Okay. Now this guy's name means lame. All right. Here's your truth. You don't have to come from a great heritage, amen, to get hooked up in the old gate. You don't have to have all the credentials to be part of this. Amen. Listen, I didn't start with a godly heritage, but I'm kind of like Brother Ford said, hey, I can start one, friend. And that's what he did, friend. He reinforced that standard, friend, and they revitalized their performance. Amen. And the world seen it. The world noticed it. That's why it's written in your King James Bible that beside of them boys, they look like they weren't even doing nothing beside these guys. I could say so much, but I need to get done. Let me give you the last thing. I'm done tonight. So you need to reinforce the standard. We need to revitalize our performance. There's a great need for that. Amen. I know how it is in our church, but we need so much. We need a person for this, person for that. I'm praying for a music leader, amen. I got one back there, but he backslid, left me, amen. I need Sunday school teachers. I need that. I'm sure Brother Barker needs that. All the pastors, you need it. Hey, we need to revitalize our performance, friend. Let me give you the last thing I'm done tonight. Last thing, third thing, rest in his strength. Rest in strength. When you're talking about performance, everybody falls out on you. I'll show up, preacher. I can't do this. I can't do that. Amen. You could do it if you realize how it was done. Bible says this. I'm done, preacher. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. You know how you get in, amen, to his rest? Amen. You jump into it, and you'll find him, amen, doing the work through you. Amen. I love what Jeremiah 6 and 16 says. Amen. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find, listen to it now, ye shall find rest unto your souls. Amen. Listen, we need to repair the old gate. in this new year.